Hallelujah, 感谢主耶稣的带领。
Hallelujah, thanks to the guidance of the Lord.
下午我们继续在这里纪念安息生日。
This afternoon, we would like to continue our worship on the Sabbath.
愿主耶稣与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
May the Lord be with us, so that we can worship Him.
下午我们继续来学习以弗所书的教训。
And this afternoon, we'd like to continue our study on the books of Ephesians.
现在请看以弗所书。
Please turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章到第三章，我们已经学习。
We have already studied Ephesians chapter 1 to 3.
这三章保罗把教会的真理详细的阐明。
In these three chapters, Paul has clearly explained the truth.
在第一章里头提到教会就是基督的身体。
The first chapter he mentioned about the body of Christ.
在第二章经过神在基督里的改造然后建造成为主的圣殿。
The second chapter is under the transformation of Christ that the church has been built.
那么第三章就谈到神在基督里面赐给了教会的恩赐来彰显神的荣耀。
In chapter 3, the gifts has been given to the members in the church so that in order to manifest His glory.
教会因为有靠着圣灵的能力被基督的爱充满。
So through the power of Holy Spirit that everyone is filled with His love.
神的大能彰显。
And the immense power of God has been manifested.
所以就成为一个荣耀的教会。
And thus it becomes a church that with glory.
那第四章开始。
On chapter 4 onwards,
就是关于生活的教训。
It is about the teachings of life.
也就是教会在基督里面的生活。
That is the church within the living.
现在我们看第四章。
Let's go on with chapter 4.
第四章说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。保罗接下来就是劝勉我们要怎么样行事为人。
So Paul over here is encouraging us how to live.
教会在基督里面要怎么样行事为人。
How should a church behave itself in Christ?
他提出一个基本的生活的准则。
So there is one very fundamental principle here.
就是要与蒙召的恩相称。
That is to be worthy of the calling of you.
从第一章到第三章，我们已经知道教会在基督里面得到神所赐给我们丰富的恩典。
We know that from chapter 1 to 3, we understand that we have received much grace from God.
保罗说这个是极丰富的恩典。
Paul says that that is a great blessing.
神从创立世界以前在基督里面拣选了我们，选召我们，把这个极丰富的恩典赐给我们。
At the beginning, when God created this world, He has given us so much blessings.
那我们的行事为人就要与所得到的这个恩典呢，要相称。
Therefore, we must match ourselves with our behavior to the blessings that we receive.
这样才不亏欠神的荣耀。
So that we will not fall short of the grace given.
才不会徒受主的恩。
Or we will not receive God's blessings in vain.
圣经也告诉我们，我们不能徒受主的恩。
The Bible tells us that we should not receive the blessings of the Lord in vain.
因为这样将会成为对主更大的亏欠。
Because if we receive the blessings in vain, then we'll be falling short of God's grace even more.
所以保罗劝勉我们，我们的行事为人要跟所得到的恩典呢要相称。
Therefore, Paul told us that we have to match ourselves with our behaviors and also the blessings received.
这是一个 基本的准则。
And this is a very fundamental principle.
我们看参考一下腓立比书第一章二十七节。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 1 verse 23.
腓立比书第一章二十七节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 27.
二十七节说，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。好，这里保罗对腓立比教会这么说。
So Paul told the members in the church of Philippi,
说只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。
He said you must match yourself with the Christ.
那在以弗所书一章到三章，我们已经知道基督这个福音呢，所带给我们的是怎么样的恩典，什么样的福气。
So from chapter 1 to 3, we understand what kind of blessings that we have received from the Lord.
那我们已经得到了，现在我们行事为人要跟这个福音，基督的这个福音相称。
And since we have received that kind of blessing, then we have to match ourselves with the way we do things.
保罗说，不管是我去见你们，或者不在你们那里呀，都可以听到这样的消息。
And Paul says, regardless of if he is present with them or he is absent, he wants to see their faith in the gospel.
怎么样相称呢？同有一个心志。
So how can they reach such an equilibrium? It is through one objective.
大家信心都坚定、坚固、站立得稳。
All of their faith are so firm that they are able to stand on their own.
都往共同的为了所信的福音这个目标，齐心在努力。
And together they strive for the same goal.
这是保罗最关心的。
This is what concerned Paul the most.
他对教会就是关心这个，这个是很重要。
So this is only one thing that is most concerned about.
所以教会的一切行事为人是根据所得到的基督的恩典。
So the expectation of the kind of behaviors that the church must have is based on the blessings they received.
靠着神在基督里面所赐给我们丰富的恩典，我们足够的这个恩典，够我们用这个恩典来行事为人。
And through the blessings that we have received, that is sufficient enough for us to perform ourselves in the related way.
不要再靠自己。
We no longer depend on ourselves.
我们看一下哥林多前书第一，哥林多后书第一章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
哥林多后书第一章十二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12.
保罗在这里我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。这也是保罗向哥林多教会所表明的。
So this is what Paul expressed himself to the church of Corinth.
他说我们所夸的呢，就是我用我们良心来做见证，我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实在世为人呢，不靠人的聪明。
So, what he boasts of is about our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially in our relationship with you, in the holiness and sincerity that are from God.
为什么不靠人的聪明？
Why do we not depend on the intelligence of man?
保罗不是很聪明的人吗？
Isn't Paul a wise man?
他在社会上是一个顶尖的人物啊。
He was one of the elite in the world.
他可以借着他的智慧，吸引很多人来跟从他。
Through the wisdom that he has, he could attract many people to him.
但是他蒙主耶稣选召。
But it is because the chosen of God of him.
他改变了。
He changed himself.
他现在不敢。
He dared not to do what he wanted to do before.
如果今天他在基督里面还是靠人的聪明的话，就跟基督的恩相敌对了。
So if he were to do according to his own will, even if he has already come in Christ, then that is opposing the will of God.
不但不相称，还要相敌对。
Not only that mismatches, it will be in opposition to God's will.
所以他说他不敢。
Therefore, he dare not to do so.
完全靠神的恩惠。
He absolutely depends on the grace of God.
今天我们在基督里面的生活的这个原则，这个基本的这个准则，我们要遵守。
And today, as we live in Christ today, we must base on this principle.
在社会上，我们可能是一个呼风唤雨的人，很了不起的，很。
In a society, we might be someone who's very influential.
但是一旦进入基督里面,
but once you enter yourself into the Christ,
这些都没有了。
All that is supposed to be wiped away.
在基督里面，这些都没有可夸的。
And in Christ, that is not something that is boastful to you.
不能再用这种人的聪明在基督里面呢行事为人了。
You should not use your own wise or your own wisdom. To conduct things.
明白神的恩典，靠神的恩典来行事为人。
You must truly understand and also depends on the truth of God.
所以保罗向哥林多教会说，我在你们那里，对你们，在你们那边行事为人，更是这个样子，战战兢兢的，不敢。
Therefore, Paul told the members in the church of Corinth that the way I conduct things is with alertfulness.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去啊，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意在你们中间呢，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里啊，是又软弱又惧怕。又甚震惊，我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。保罗啊，到了哥林多的地方传福音。
So when Paul was preaching in Corinth,
他是一个很有智慧的人。
He was a man of wisdom.
在社会上也是一个很了不起的人。
In a society, he was an elite also.
各方面他都是超人一等的。
In many aspects, he excelled many of other people.
但是蒙主拣选呢，他成为基督的门徒。
But under the choosing of God, that he become one of the disciples.
现在在基督里面，他不敢用这些了。
In Christ, he dare not to use his own wisdom.
所以他拒绝了这些高言大志。
Therefore, he refused himself from all those arrogance.
他不敢用。
He dare not use them.
不是他没有，他有，他不敢用，他舍去。
It is not that he had no such ability, but just that he dare not to.
他心志坚定。
He was very firm in his determination.
定了主意，就是心志很坚定，这个是很重要的。
So once you are determined on something, then you are very firm on what you wanted to do.
不但这样子。
Not only so.
第三节他说，我在你们那里是又软弱又惧怕又战惊。
Verse 3, it goes like, I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling.
他知道自己的软弱。
He knew his own weaknesses.
因为在哥林多地方那种环境里头啊。
Because in the environment such as Corinth.
试探很大，引诱很大。
There are much temptations.
哎，因为看到哥林多地方那些人了、啊，那种表现了、啊。
He saw the conducts of the people at Corinth.
保罗会受到很大的这种试探。
And Paul was greatly tempted.
哎，因为对那种人啊。喜欢就是动动这种人的聪明。
Because people there always like to show off their wisdom.
每个人都想要耍一耍自己的聪明，那种环境里面。
Everyone wanted to make themselves of a little wit.
每个人都想要以为自己了不起这样子样。
Everyone trying to show themselves off in some way.
我以为自己知道很多这样子。
They thought they knew much things in such environment.
其实那些在保罗看起来说，你们这小弟弟嘛，算什么嘛？哎。
In fact, when Paul saw them, he thought they are nothing. Therefore, Paul was very weak at times. He was in tremble. Why was he afraid? He was afraid that if he cannot hold on to himself, he could have just attacked them with his ability. Therefore, the reason why he was so fearful that once he have go beyond the boundary, then he is no longer considered as a disciple in Christ. Then he will be someone who only making use of his human wisdom and ability. And to do that is in opposition to the will of God. Therefore, he was very fearful. However, there are many people who does not have this kind of understanding. Therefore, temptation are easily come about to this kind of people. And this kind of people will be easily fall into temptation. Therefore, that's perilous. So Paul was very careful. He said, my message and my preaching. So the message is said in the congregation. Only conversation between people. And the preaching was preaching happens on the pulpit. He did not dare to use his eloquence or his wisdom. He didn't dare to use his own eloquence and ability. Because his eloquence could have attracted many people. It could be very appealing to many people to worship Paul. And it could let others know that Paul was someone who's of elite. He dare not use his wisdom. Because if he were to do so, then he is in offense to Jesus, to Christ. So he totally submit himself to the Holy Spirit and spoke through it. So that he could speak through Holy Spirit. From the prophets in the Old Testament.
神的话临到他，他就讲；神的话没有临到，他就不讲。
If the words doesn't come upon the prophet, then he will not speak, and it will happen otherwise.
神的灵感动，他就讲话。
And if God were to inspire him, then he will talk.
神怎么说，他就怎么讲。
So he will only talk whatever is inspired by God.
对，现在是。 靠新约时代圣灵与我们同在。
Therefore, in the New Testament era, we only inspired by the Holy Spirit to speak.
圣灵在我们里面。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
靠圣灵讲话。
And we speak through the power of Holy Spirit.
靠圣灵讲道。
And through Holy Spirit that we speak sermon.
让人听到的是神的道，神的话。
So that those who hear the words are listening to the word of God. And also for those who come to believe are believing in the power of God. So when Paul was preaching, so he preached through the power of Holy Spirit. And only can that kind of sermon be intrusive to one's heart.
这样啊，才跟所蒙造的恩呢相称。
And we can consider that as matchful to the grace of God.
我想这个就是我们的一个很好的榜样。
Therefore, I see this as an example for all of us.
我们都要在基督里面呢，大家回转，像主耶稣说，像婴孩一样。
In Christ, we must turn ourselves back as infants.
神的旨意就像婴孩显明出来。
And the will of God is such that It is only given to infants.
像那些自以为聪明通达的人就藏起来，神的旨意就不明白了。
So that all those who regard themselves as wise, they will not understand His words.
所以我们要专一靠着神的恩典，在基督里面行事为人。
Therefore, we must wholly rely on the power of God in everything that we conduct.
要持守这个原则。
So once you hold on to this kind of principle,
好，那接下来我们看回来以弗所书第四章。
Let's go on with Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
从第二节开始，就是关于教会生活的这个目标。
So from second verse onwards, it's the objective set for the growth of church.
首先第到这个十六节这一段啊，四章一节到十六节这一段就提出教会生活的目标。
From chapter 4, verse 1 to 16 is a goal set forth for church.
那这个目标第一啊，就是要在基督里面合而为一。
The first goal is to bring the church to unity.
那么11节以下就是告诉我们要在基督里面追求长大成人。
From verse 11 onwards is to seek the growth in Christ.
好，现在我们就看第二节。
Let's go on with verse 2.
说凡事要谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合为一的心。第四节。Verse
4.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个。正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。这里呀。 保罗就提出了我们基督里面的生活的教会生活的第一个目标。So
Paul set over here the very first goal for the church.
教会既然是基督的身体,
since the church is the body of Christ,
身体只有一个,
and there is only one body,
圣灵只有一个,
and there is only one spirit.
所以我们要, 在基督里面完完全全合为一。
Therefore, in Christ, we must unite ourselves totally.
如果还不能合一,
if we cannot come to unity,
就好像这些肢体还是散的，还没有组合起来成为一个身体。
It's like all these parts of the body are scattered. They're not still one. They're not one yet.
那教会就还没有办法建立起来。
And the church will not be able to come to full completion.
教会建立起来，肢体联络的很合适了。
So when the church is constructed, all these parts will be connected properly.
它所呈现出来的就是一个身体。
And the way it presents itself is oneness.
许多肢体。
And there are many parts to the body.
一个身体。
And there is only one body.
所以今天我们在基督里面，我们一定呈现这种许多肢体合在一起，联络起来成为一个身体。
Therefore, in Christ, we should present ourselves that all the parts are connected together as one body.
怎么样达成这个目标?
And how can we reach such a goal?
我们看第二节。
Let's go on with verse 2.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient.
凡事就是无论什么事情。
So this is referring to anything that we do.
任何一件事情在基督里面任何一件事情。
Anything that you do in Christ,
都要存这样的心来做事。
You must bear in mind with this kind of attitude.
第一就是谦虚。
First of all, is humbleness.
这个是最基本的。
This is the most basic.
在基督里面行事的最基本应该有的态度。
In Christ, this is the kind of attitude you must have in conducting things.
有谦虚的心。
That is to have a heart of humbleness.
我们看一下。 腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
什么叫谦虚?
What do we mean by humility?
腓立比书第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章保罗勉励腓立比教会。
So this is an encouragement for the church in Philippi.
看到那个第一节。
Let's go on to verse 1.
所以在基督里面若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。第二节。
verse 2.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。第三节。
Verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。这个在这里就说得更清楚了。
So it is much more clearly elaborated here.
在基督里面，无论做什么事情，一样的心思，一样的意念。
So in anything that you do in Christ, you must bear the same kind of mind and attitude.
所以第三节就没有什么结党，就没有什么这个那些纷争的事情。Then
there will be no quarrels or dissensions in the church.
大家都是存同样的心，存谦卑的心。
Everyone will have the heart of humbleness and also gentleness.
不是说我比你强，不是这样。
You don't regard yourself better than others.
都看别人比自己强。
We often see ourselves better than others.
所有的纷争都是因为看说我比你强才会发生问题的。
Much dissensions are derived through one's attitude such that you regard yourself as better than others.
如果都有这种纯这种谦卑的心，个人都看别人比自己强，那么大家就很自然的像水一样合在一起。你看海洋那么大，水那么多，还是合在一起。
And if only you have this kind of humility, such that you see others better than you, and everyone will be just like water. When you pour them together, they just come in one, just like sea water.
谦卑的另外一面给它翻过来就是温柔。
And the opposite to humility is gentleness.
所以保罗说，凡事谦虚温柔。
Therefore, Paul says, in anything that you do, you must be humble and gentle.
这个就是主耶稣的心。
And that is the heart of Jesus.
主耶稣说，我的心柔和谦卑。
Jesus said, my heart is gentle and humble.
今天我们在基督里面，这种心一定要有。
In Christ, we must have this kind of heart.
就像水一样。
It is just like water.
一定是融合在一起的。
Water can mix with water.
一滴一滴的这个雨水从天上降下来。
Each drop of water that has been fallen from heaven, the sky.
但是全部都融合在一起。
But once it comes to the ground, they all come together.
因为它是柔和的。
Because it is gentle.
如果是冰块的话, 一块一块就散散的。
If there are ice, they will be just pieces themselves.
柔和像水。
So it will be gentle as water.
所以大家有存这样的心。 在基督里面就没有问题，一定能合而为一的。
As long as we have this kind of heart in Christ, then we're able to come to oneness.
看回来，以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4.
在谦虚忍温柔，再来加上一项，这一项啊，就叫做忍耐。
So after humble and gentle, there comes the patience.
为什么要忍耐？
So why must we be patient?
就是说我们人还有软弱。
That is to say that a man still have weaknesses.
在我们当中还不是完全的时候，会彼此之间呢，会互相得罪的地方。
So as long as we have still have weaknesses among us, then we'll have conflict.
那这个时候怎么办？
So what can we do at this moment?
这项就要用出来，要忍耐。
And this is what we should use. It is patience.
碰到这种你就不高兴的时候，
So when you face things that you are angry about,
这种事情会叫我们生气的。
This kind of thing will bring about our anger.
这个时候要怎么办？
What can we do?
我们要忍耐。
We must be patient.
如果不能忍耐，
If we cannot be patient,
那一定是就会发生冲突啊。
Then there will come about conflict.
如果有一方能忍耐,
so if one party can be can endure,
就没有声音,
remain silent.
如果没有忍耐就声音就出来了。
So if both parties were not able to be patient or enduring,
所以在教会里面要能,
conflict.
要追求这种合为一。
Therefore, in the church, we must always seek after this kind of oneness.
基督的忍耐, 我们要学习。
the patience of Christ we must learn from.
啊, 我们彼此之间呢, 有什么样的事情, 这个都, 啊, 在, 都是一家人, 没有什么好计较的, 啊?
Anything happened between people, it is nothing too serious about as long as we can forgive one another.
碰到的时候, 第一个, 要记住, 忍耐, 先忍耐再讲,
啊? Once you have this confrontation, you must first tell yourself that you must endure.
如果第一次就没有忍耐的, 那就没有什么好谈的了,
if you don't even have patience at the very first moment, then there's nothing you can do except explosions and conflicts.
开始的时候忍一下, 哦, 啊, 那就有好谈的, 没有关系, 还有第二步,
and if 还有希望啊, at the beginning you are able to endure yourselves, then there will be room for negotiations.
碰到这样的事情, 一定, 第一个, 不要忘记, 先忍耐, 啊, 再来谈第二步, 啊。
So when you face this kind of problem, first thing you should do is be patient.
好, 第二步是什么?
Or what is the second thing that you do?
看到第二节, 下面呢, 说, 用爱心互相宽容,
the next thing is to bear with one another in love.
哦, 再来就把它处理掉了, 很简单,
so this is how you get rid of all the unwanted parts.
如果第一步没有忍耐, 那就没有第二步了,
if you don't have the
这一步啊, 用爱心互相宽容,
so once you have the patience, then you bear with one another in love.
这很容易的事情,
it is something simple to do.
因为爱心啊, 宽容就很简单,
because once you have love, it's easy to accept others.
因为这种爱心是主耶稣的爱心, 他怎么宽容我们, 我们就怎么宽容别人啊?
This kind of love is from Christ. Depending on we can forgive others the way Christ has loved us.
所以教会有基督的爱, 在里头,
so the church has the love of Christ.
这个处理很, 这种事情就很容易了, 啊?
And it's very easy to deal with this kind of situation.
难免啊,
it is inevitable there are conflicts happening among people.
在社会上的话,
in a society, there might be even greater problems.
哦, 但是在基督里面啊, 因为有基督的爱, 很容易解决, 没有问题的,
but it is because the love in Christ, then there are many things are easy to be resolved.
所以大家呢,
therefore, everyone must not be too worried about it.
只要是在基督里面,
as long as it's all within the perimeter of Christ, then
几年,
it is not something worrisome.
到医院里头去做布道的工作,
a few years ago, when we first began the gospel group, which is to evangelize in hospitals. And all these people involved in the group are the elite of the group.
大家很热心的奉献时间, 到医院去做布道工作。
Everybody was so zealous that they put all of their time in working at this project.
哇,在大家热心在工作当中呢, 诶,就彼此之间就碰撞的事情出来了。
So as everyone put in their zeal into this work, conflicts happened.
哇,很快啊,这边弟兄姐妹电话来说, 传道啊,怎么,怎么,怎么,怎么, 哦。
And soon I hear someone calling me up and complain about certain things happen.
但是这边也来了, 哦, 传道,传道,传道。
And then I received another call of another complaint.
大家都很紧张, 哦, 说好像大战要爆发了。
So as if everyone is in war.
我说不用担心。
I told them not to be worried.
我们一个月有一次的团契, 有一次的灵修会。
So we have a fellowship once every month.
我说现在没有关系, 祷告, 到时候, 什么事情到灵修会的时候, 团契的时候, 都可以讲。
So I told them, once we have the fellowship, you can tell whatever you want to say.
到时候再讲,
so we can talk about it later.
到联席会的时候,
so in the fellowship.
我们有工作报告, 有工作检讨,
so we have different reports for the works they have done.
大家就可以讲了,
so everyone took hold of such opportunity to speak out.
好, 然后学习神的话,
and then to learn about the words of God.
用神的道理来照一照看, 看看怎么样。
So we use the word of God to measure ourselves.
这一些神的道就是光一照, 那些都消失掉。
The words of God is just like light that has been shed on us.
什么事都没有。
And nothing will be serious, too serious under the light.
啊, 灵修会的时候, 什么都没有, 消失掉了。
Therefore, in such a fellowship, many of the conflicts were resolved.
很同心的, 啊,
Everyone came to unity
对,
in their work. Through such kind of learning,
慢慢慢慢就老练,
and gradually people get a hang of
it.
Many of such a kind of conflicts were eliminated over time. And eventually they have reached to the extent of oneness. So you could see the glory of Christ that way. And God have been keep on adding people into his salvation scheme. And later on, many people were inspired into working in the team.
所以今天呢,我们在基督里面,
Therefore, in Christ today,
只要大家的存心是,动机是正确的,
as long as we have the correct motive,
虽然我们还有软弱,还不是一下子就完全的,
Even though we're still weak and we cannot be perfect overnight.
但是因为有基督的爱可用, 那就没有问题了。
But as long as we still have the love of Christ with us, then there will be no problem.
会消除一些不愉快的事情, 种种的这些什么问题。
Many of the unhappy things can be eliminated.
然后再进一步,
and then as we pursue further,
第三节,
let's go on with verse 3.
用和平彼此联络,
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
不要说不联络,我不理你了。
We should not stop contacting other people.
我不跟你计较,但是呢,也不理你。
So we should not do things this way that as I just don't want to talk to you and I don't want to have conflict with you.
那这样没有办法合一啊。And
that way, Unity cannot be reached.
基督的身体,
it is like the power of the body of Christ has been broken. And this body will be considered as impaired.
问题解决了,
so after the problem has been resolved, then we must contact each other.
所以要进一步要用和平, 彼此联络,主耶稣已经在基督里面成就了和睦了,大家很和睦, 再来联络起来。
So we must unite ourselves once again with the bond of peace.
这一部分重要。
This is a very important step.
所以今天呢, 不管我们过去发生什么事情,
So regardless of whatever had happened before,
主耶稣的爱, 消除这些问题。
And the love of Jesus could resolve all these imperfections.
有什么不能宽容的?
What is there not to be forgiven about?
没有,
there's nothing.
既然没有了, 没有事情了,
so since there's no such kind of problem,
现在大家要,
what's their problem?
在基督里面用和平, 联络起来, 联络起来。
So we use the bond of peace to connect one another.
下面一部很重要,
and the next one is also very important.
就要竭力, 保守圣灵所赐给我们合而为一的心。
That is to preserve the oneness of the Holy Spirit.
不是表面上握手,
so we don't shake hands superficially.
哎, 要紧的是里面, 心里面,
what is important is your inside.
有没有合一的心?
Do you have the heart of unity?
不要只有外表,这样,这个应付了,这个没有什么意思。
You don't just greet others superficially. That's no use.
在基督里面,不要做表面功夫。
In Christ, you don't do things that are superficial.
实实在在的,
you must do it all of your
记得,
sincerity.
从心里面抓住,
it must be all of your heart.
就连起来了,
then you are able to connect together with others.
如果手抓着, 心没有抓, 没用的,
if shaking others' hands and your heart's not there, then what's the use of it?
所以大家联络起来,
therefore, everyone must connect it to each other.
是靠着圣灵在心里头,赐给我们真正合一的心这样,
it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that one another can hold on to their hands or in their heart.
并且呢,要竭力,要握紧,不要再脱掉,
and you must hold on to it firmly so that you will not be loosened again.
如果放松了,就脱掉了,
once you let it go, then you will be loose again.
竭力保守,抓得很紧,抓住,
so you must try to preserve it and hold on to it firmly.
让圣灵运行在我们每个人的心中,
so that the Holy Spirit may work in each and every one's heart.
就合而为一啊,
and everybody can come to one unity.
靠人是很难的啊,
It is very hard to depend on human effort.
人不可能合一,
through human effort, there is no way to unite.
但是呢,
but in Christ, we have the presence of Holy Spirit with us. So the Holy Spirit has brought about us the unity, the heart of unity through Holy Spirit.
怎么样才会合为一?
So how can we come to unity?
我们参考一些圣经。
Let's read one verse as a reference.
看创世纪十一章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪十一章。
Genesis chapter 11.
十一章第一节。
Verse 1.
创世纪十一章第一节。
Genesis chapter 11 verse 1.
说那时天下人的口音言语都是一样的。
So it said here, now the whole world had one language and a common speech.
所以他们非常同心。
Therefore, at that time, everyone was.
他们想在那个平原的地方是呢，比如建一个塔通天呢。
Everyone was in unity, so they built a tower that in Shina that reaches the sky.
要宣扬自己的名啊。
It is to proclaim their own name.
天那个时候还没有辩论口音呢，现在都讲一样的话，很厉害。At
that time, they only had one language and speak a common speech.
神在天上看到，我都害怕了，我这个人不得了啊。So
God in heaven was fearful to look at such a sight that all humans were so bonded together.
看第六节。So
let's go on with verse 6.
这里说人神说啊，看哪，他们成为一样的人民呢。 都是一样的言语啊，如今做起这事来啊，以后他们所要做的事啊，就没有不成就的了。哦，
And the Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. And this is very dreadful.
今天在基督里面要达成这样子，没有不成就的，什么事情都可以做，像保罗说，啊，凡事都可以做，都可以成就。 就是要达成这样说一样的话。
In Christ, we can be so powerful that if all of us can come to unity, just like Paul says, in anything that we do, we can reach it.
成为一样的人民,
we can be one kind of people.
一定讲同样的话,
and speaking one kind of language.
这点很重要,
this is very important.
那要讲什么话?
What kind of language do we speak?
圣灵赐给我们讲什么话?
The Holy Spirit has granted us to speak what kind of language?
今天我们都要讲圣灵的话。
Today we must speak the speech of Holy Spirit.
不是地面上的话。
It is not a speech of this world.
所以有时候想，哎，还是哪一种话比较重要？
Therefore, sometimes we may say, well, certain kind of language is much more important than the other.
华语重要。
Or English is much more important.
广东话重要。
Or Mandarin is more important. Or
哪样重要?
Cantonese is more important. What is the most important?
无论你用哪种话都不重要，都不能合一的。
Doesn't matter what kind of language you use, they are all not important.
谁都不能有这样的观念。
We must not have this kind of concept.
要讲圣灵的话。
We must speak the language of Holy Spirit.
这个是很重要的。
That is the most important.
圣灵会赐给我们合一的心，就是因为讲一样的话。
The reason why Holy Spirit grants us the heart of unity is because it speaks the speech of Holy Spirit.
我们怎么样同心祷告?
So how do we pray in one accord?
你要讲一样的话才会同心啊。
It is through one language that we are able to pray in unity.
今天如果让我们各自己讲自己的话来祷告，每个人讲话都不一样。
So if we were to speak our own language during our prayers, then we are not able to come to unity.
那神说，糟糕，那我听谁的？要听谁？
And God will say, well, who should I listen to?
神没有办法做事情。
God will not able to do things.
但是今天我们随着人生这么多人，我们的祷告是一样的事情。
So God has made us so many people to pray at one time or pray together with one language.
神就很好办事情咯。
And it is much easier for God to do things on us.
那怎么能讲一样的事情?
So how can we speak of one same matter?
我们都是讲 圣灵讲话的,
that is through the Holy Spirit that we speak.
我们看罗马书第八章,
please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章,
Romans chapter 8. 26.
罗马书第8章26节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
况且啊，我们的软弱有圣灵帮助啊，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告啊，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。27节。 27。监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵是照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。这里告诉我们。
So here it tells us that
我们都不晓得当怎样祷告。We do not
know how to pray.
所以圣灵啊，在我们里头，他代替我们祈求。
So the Holy Spirit within our heart intercedes for us.
圣灵是按照神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
And through the will of the Holy Spirit, it prays for each and every one of us.
所以我们靠着圣灵祷告，讲的话就一样的。
Therefore, through our prayers in Holy Spirit, we speak one language.
都是按照神的旨意在祈求。
It is all under the God's will that we requesting.
神一定垂听，神一定成全。
God will answer such kind of prayer.
所以今天我们要保守圣灵所赐给我们合而为一的心。
Therefore, we must preserve ourselves to have this kind of unity in Holy Spirit.
以灵相通，一起祷告。
So we must commune in Holy Spirit and pray in the Spirit.
怎么祷告？圣灵讲话都一样。
So when we pray with the Holy Spirit, pray with Holy Spirit with one language.
要竭力保守这样的心。
So we must firmly hold on to this kind of heart.
哎，是圣灵的心。
That is the heart of Holy Spirit.
好，看回来以弗所书第4章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4.
啊，这样我们看到第4节。
So we have just read verse 4.
好，那么这个合一的目标啊，就可以建立起来。
So the goal of oneness can thus be established.
好，那建立起来这个合一是怎么样的合一？
So what kind of oneness are we building?
我们看到第4节。
Let's go on with verse 4.
就是一个身体。
There is one body.
一个圣灵。
And one spirit.
好，一个指望。
And there is one hope.
第5节。
Verse 5.
一主一信一神。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
所有的一切全部都是一。
And everything come together will be one.
一就是相同的。
One means complete, completion.
没有二。
There's no two parts to it.
只有一。
There is only one.
这个叫做完全合为一。
This is what we call consider as oneness.
教会是基督的身体，只有一个。
And the church is the body of Christ. There is only one to it.
圣灵是神的灵，只有一个。
And the Spirit is the Holy Spirit of God. There is only one.
我们都是领受同一个圣灵的。
So we only receive the same Spirit from Him.
所以我们大家的指望，将来的指望，有圣灵所赐给我们的，这个靠这个圣灵去承受的这个基业，都是一样的，一样。
So the hope that we have is such that we have the same kind of inheritance from the Holy Spirit.
地上的这些是不同的。
And all the inheritance in this world are different.
天上的福气基业是相同的。
And the inheritance from heaven are the same.
是大家共享的。
And it is shared by every one of us.
不再分是你的，是我的，没有分割的。
It is not given to different people.
地上是分开的。
And the worldly inheritance is divided.
在基督里面是不分的。
In Christ, it is undivided.
一主。
There's only.
我们大家都听他的一个主。
So there's only one Lord. We only listen to one Lord.
那我们都是他的仆人，我们都顺从他。
We're all His servants, and we submit to Him.
我们都听这位主啊，他。 他是我的主，也是你的主，大家的主啊，一样的。
We only listen to this one Lord. It is the Lord of mine, and also the Lord of yours.
这不可能有两种啊，冲突了，不会有的。There
will not be two different kind of lords. There will be in a conflict.
我们所相信的。So
what we believe in is.
所信的福音。
And the faith that we have.
所信的真道。
And the truth that we have.
都是一样的。
Are all the same.
一起。
So one baptism.
我们知道，我们是从这一位圣灵受洗的。
We know that we are baptized through the same or one Holy Spirit.
真教会的洗礼是圣灵的洗礼。
And the baptism of the true church is the baptism of Holy Spirit.
才可能成为一个身体。
And that is criteria to for us to come to oneness.
现在我们都是服侍这一位神，就是我们的父。
So now we only serve this one God, who is our Father.
这样才能真正的合一啊。
This is how we can come to oneness.
好，这个是第一个目标。
This is the first objective.
第二,
the second.
我们看到第七节。
Let's go on with verse 7.
说我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
So here it says, but to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
下面就要谈到恩赐的问题。
So here here it is talking about gifts.
要善用神分给个人不同的恩赐。
So you must make use of the gifts given to you.
来建立这个身体。
In order to build the body.
让这个身体啊渐渐长大。
So that this body will grow.
长大到像耶稣基督的身体一样。
You will grow till the extent as the same as large as the body of Christ.
所以我们先记住这个第七节这句话。
So let's remember what is said in verse 7.
恩赐是不可以比较的。
He said grace has been given and it is not comparable.
蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
And it is apportioned.
主耶稣都量好的了，你这个。
It has been weighted through different standards given to each individual.
所以你不能说，哎呀，我怎么比较少？没有少，不会的，不会。
So you should not think that the gifts that you have is much lesser than others. I would say that they're all the same.
也不要在那里想说，我要多一点，多一点还是留出去，没有用的，装不住的。
And do not think that you could get more gifts because there's only so much that you can hold on to it. The more you have, you will flow away. So God has made the very precise measurement. So this is the first understanding that you must have. So we receive the gifts that has been weighted by God and we build of the church or the body with that kind of gifts given.
第八节到第十节，这个是说明这个恩赐啊得来不易。
So from verse 8 to 10, it tells us that the gifts are not easily received.
不要轻看自己所得的恩赐。
Do not look down upon the gifts that are given to you.
我们要得到基督这样的恩赐是怎么来的？
And how did we receive the gifts that has been given by Christ?
第八节说，经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
Verse 8 it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men.
这个就是说，主耶稣复活升天之后，圣灵降临，恩赐才下来。
So that is to say that when Jesus ascended to heaven, that is only at that time that gifts has been given, descended to us.
所以第九节就加以说明。
And verse 9, it go on and said,
那既然说升上，岂不先要降在地下吗？
It says, what does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to lower earthly regions?
所以主耶稣要先降生为人。
So God must come to this world in flesh and soul.
为我们在十字架上成全救恩。
And he must die on the cross to fulfill the salvation.
死了，进入地下。
After he died, then he entered into the Hades.
埋葬了。
And he was buried.
那么又为我们尝死味。
And he has to taste the death.
然后从死里复活。
And then from death, he resurrected.
升天。
And he ascended.
然后才拆圣灵下来。
And then Holy Spirit was descended to this world.
所以那个降下来就是要远升高天啊，升到诸天之上的，要充满万有的，就是这一位。
So therefore he said that descended is everyone who ascended higher than all the heavens.
不是容易得到的，这个。
It is not something easily received.
所以大家呢，不要轻忽自己所得的恩赐。
Therefore, do not look down upon the gifts given to you.
彼得前书第四章那里说，个人要照所得的恩赐，彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。So
we must be a good servant of God according to the gifts given to us, and we work by it.
好，那现在呢？这个恩赐把它保罗 说明了第十一节。
So at verse 11, Paul went on and said,
这些恩赐要怎么样来应用在教会？
How we should use this gifts towards the church.
这些恩赐呢，分为这几方面。
So there are a few aspects to the gifts.
恩赐在教会里面就成为一种职分，一种工作。
And the gifts given is equivalent to the work given.
所以他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧者和教师。
It was he who gave some to the apostles, some to the prophets, some to the evangelists, and some to the pastors and teachers.
那这个使徒和先知是立根基的工人。
And this apostles and the prophets are the builders of the foundation.
这些根基已经立好，没有别人能再另立根基了。所以现在我们没有什么使徒先知。
All those foundations are deeply rooted, so we do not have, no longer have any prophets or apostles nowadays.
所以现在我们有传道人，传福音的，有这些牧者、牧养的工人，还有一些教导的工人。
Therefore, what we have now are evangelists, pastors, or teachers.
要在使徒先知所立的这个根基上来建立教会。
And all these people are supposed to build on the foundation that has been built by the apostles and prophets.
好，看十二节。
Let's go on with verse 12.
这些恩赐都是同一个目标。
So all these gifts bear the same kind of objective.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So it is to build up the body of Christ.
这个就是基督的身体，就是教会了。
And this body of Christ represents church.
所以我们所有的恩赐都是要朝这个目标，要完成这个目标。
So our gifts, it is in, it is to be inputted into this completion of the church.
好像我们这个身上的肢体。
It is just like our body.
每一个肢体都是为这个身体。
Every part of our body is for the benefits of the body.
没有一个肢体是为自己。
There is not one part of the body is working for that particular part.
所以今天我们在耶稣基督里的每一个弟兄姐妹都是为这个身体，就是为基督教会。
In Christ today, every single brothers and sisters, we are working towards the benefits of the church.
我们善用自己的恩赐来服侍教会。
We make use of the gifts that has been given to us to benefit this church.
各尽其职。
And to carry on our duties given.
基督这个身体就可以建立起来。
And therefore, the body of Christ can be built that way.
那建立要使这个身体怎么样建立起来？
So how can we build it up?
看到十三节。
Let's go on with verse 13.
说只等到我们众人在真道上同归一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。这个就是达成这样的目标。
It says here, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and became mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. This is how we grow.
就是要在真道上，让大家所有的肢体，所有众弟兄姐妹，都在真道理上面，真道上面渐渐长大，渐渐长大。
That is, we will gradually grow through truth.
长大到基督的身量就一了，就完全一样。
Until we grow till the fullness of Christ, then we are in likeness of Him.
开始的时候，哥哥已经长大了，弟弟还这么小。
And at the beginning, the elder brother might have grown to a certain extent, and the younger brother still were little.
赶快照顾这个弟弟，长大，一样高。
So the elder one must take care of the younger one so that it might grow to the same stature as the elder one. So the elder brother should not comment on the younger brother, why are you so short? So as the elder one bring up the younger ones, and as everyone has come into adulthood, everyone will be the same.
因为在基督里面是一的。
Because in Christ there is only oneness.
所以一长大起来都像跟基督的身量一样，大家都一样高一样大。
So once you are grown up, you have the fullness of Christ, and you have the same kind of measurement.
如果是属肉体的话，我们每个人都不一样。
And if we belong to the flesh, then we are different.
所以在基督里面长大起来。在正道上长大成人了，都成为一样的身量。
In Christ, we are able to grow up in the fullness of Christ, and to be the same.
那这个教会就是
And this will be a church of the fullness of Christ and also have the glory of God.
所以14节以下说,这样就不再做小孩子啦,被人家欺骗了。
So verse 14 it said, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves.
在末后的这个时候,主耶稣说啊,这个会很多这些迷惑人的出来。
At the end time, there are many things that can deceive us.
人的诡计啦,欺骗的法术啦。
There's the craftiness of man.
还有一些异教之风啊,
and also some heresies.
这些各种的异端啊,
there are some false teachings.
现在越来越多,
and there are many things that have appeared
那一些啊,
nowadays.
我们都一看就清清楚楚, 这个没有什么,
all those can be clearly seen, are very apparent, then we're not easily be tempted. Because we understand the truth.
所以对这一些啊, 我们都可以看得很清楚。
So all these we can see it clearly. And we're not we will not be influenced.
那再看第15节,
let's go on with verse 15.
所以唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连连元首基督，全身都靠他连多的合适，百节各按各职照的个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。这个就是教会。 要能够长大,
so instead speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that 要, is Christ. This is how we grow up in Christ.
要有这种团契的生活。
So we must have the life of fellowships.
一定要联络起来。
So we must commune with one another again.
全身体啊, 靠着主耶稣这样联络得很合适。
The entire body will will be connected to each other properly.
大家彼此关心造就。
So everyone show their concern for one another.
用爱心说诚实话。
So they will speak truth in love.
爱心可以造就人。
And love can edify one.
爱心的出发点是为了要帮助他。
And the purpose of love is that it can help the other person.
说诚实的话, 这个是实实在在的, 真正可以让他得到。